You're listening to a Student Radio Conference 2018 podcast, supported by Abrupt Audio. For help with all things podcasts, go to abruptaudio.com.
So it's SRAcon 2018, and I'm joined by Anne Charles, who's just done the broadcast engineering talk. So just to recap, for those that couldn't make it to the session, what exactly is a broadcast engineer?
So a broadcast engineer is someone who loves radio or television and also enjoys sound, and also often but not always has a background in electronics. So I don't actually have that because my background's a bit more unusual, because I started my life as a radio producer before I did the techie side. And broadcast engineers look after the transmission chain. So they're really the people that make sure that your lovely program is actually being heard by the wider world, and you're not just talking to yourself in a little room on your own. So broadcast engineers make sure, for example, that the radio studios are working, or perhaps some of them are in charge of looking after all the transmitters in the country. And it's a different job from a sound engineer. So there's an overlap with the job of a sound engineer, because you have to be quite good at sound, but it's not actually the same job. And I think that's sometimes an area where people can get a bit confused.
And you mentioned just then how you got into broadcast engineering from being a producer. How did that sort of come about?
So I started off in local radio, and in local radio you just have to be able to do everything, because that's how you get paid. And also you can sometimes find that you're on your own in a building looking after quite a lot of radio, which is what happened to me. I used to be on my own late at night, and I had two regions that I was in charge of, and it was just me and someone on the phone in Birmingham. So it was really in my interest to learn how to keep that station on air and to know what the problems might be so that I could fix them really quickly. And I just find it, I mean, I love making programmes, that is absolutely my heart, but I find the technology world really exciting, and I think both parts are really creative and they involve lots of curiosity and problem solving, so they're just a really good fit. So I get to do both now, and that's wonderful.
Brilliant. And finally, how can students go into broadcast engineering?
Well, obviously you've got a great advantage if you're already helping out at student radio, because you get to do everything in student radio, and depending on which year you're in and what the experiences of the rest of your team, doing the technical thing might be something that you get landed with by accident. So get your experience and really shadow any techie and engineering people that you already know at your stations. And when you're going on placements as well, make sure that you make friends with the engineers. Even if you're doing a production role, make sure that you know what's going on. And then if it is something that interests you, there are paid traineeships and apprenticeships now. The BBC runs some in conjunction with other broadcasters. You can be paid to do a degree, you can be paid to do a master's. And, you know, it's not a huge, you're not going to be living in the Ritz every weekend, but you're going to get your professional qualification, you're going to get proper placements, and you get a little training salary as well. So it's a really good option to look at. And they definitely are encouraging people from a wide range of backgrounds to get involved. So you don't have to always have got that traditional background, you might think. There's a piece of broadcast engineering for everyone to have a go at.
The Student Radio Conference 2018 is supported by Abrupt Audio. If you're making or thinking of making a podcast, the guys at Abrupt Audio are happy to help. Check them out at abruptaudio.com and join their free podcasting community on Facebook by going to podtips.net.